This is CliffCentral.com.
Me? I am me. Alrighty. Everyone's saying hello in the studio. Welcome. Should we put them all on? They're all on. Say something nice, Eric. Eric, I thought you were going to be late.
Never.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Always on time, baby. Always on time.
So it's Friday, the 1st of September.
Yeah.
It's we don't, you know what the radio shows I listen to, they go, it's Friday, it's the weekend, and then I realize people listen to this on other days. it's not like you have to be.
And ladies and gentlemen, please make sure you're, okay, not you guys, but like you guys in studio with us, make sure your phone is
Hello?
Silent.
Yo, Dave.
Hi, you know I do my radio show from 9 to 10 on Fridays, hey?
Right.
Pardon?
So now you're on my radio show, you better be nice, say something nice. Say hello for the Mensa. I'll speak to you afterwards. After this, I'm doing a naked podcast, so I'll speak to you after that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll look at you while you do that.
Okay, cool.
I'm doing it.
I'll fetch my beer later.
Cool. Just tell me what time.
Okay, 12:30.
Cool.
Goodbye.
Speak to you later.
Bye. Doing business, guys.
Swag.
That's what's called doing business. That's swag.
Yeah.
Swag.
That's the hustle. Swag. Is that the sound of the hustle?
That's the sound of the hustle.
Quite, did you notice it's not quick, eh? There's 50,000 rand here. And it's like this.
Booyah.
So cool. Do you often have listeners just call in?
That's not a listener.
That's we business.
Just, we just take our
Listen,
calls.
Listen, we've tried to phone, I've tried to phone comedians. So I'll phone Jason Goliath sometimes. And the voice you get is hectic. It's like, are you fine? Yeah, I'm fine. Stuart Taylor also fast asleep. Kurt won't answer.
Yeah, Kurt won't answer.
Did you just phone?
It's only Martin. Martin Evans is the only one that's a word.
Oh, he gets it. He
and he's going to give you an opinion and a half.
So how's your week been? You know.
He hasn't even woken up yet and he's given opinion.
He's already complaining.
Welcome. So, yeah, the voice you're hearing is Yassine Barnes. How are you?
Good morning,
You've
guys.
You've been on this before?
No, I have not.
First step.
I was meant to be on here and then I slept.
Yeah,
and then I decided, no, I like sleep more than talking to you guys.
I was close to that today. And Ryan, you here as well?
Yeah.
Can we hear you?
I don't know. Can you guys got to answer that?
Yeah.
Am I good?
Can you hear
yourself? Thank you, man.
Yes, I'm here as well.
I want people to know that you're part of this podcast.
I am part
so
of
if we ever win an award, you're coming up on stage.
At the Comics Choice?
you get excited
wherever.
There.
It's not
wherever.
It's when. It's when. The question is when we win. You said if.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, having you, Yassine, is nice because
we like positivity.
You're into podcasts, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I have my own podcast as well.
What's it called?
A's for Awesome. Like the podcast.
A's for Awesome.
Oh, like nice. The podcast. That's the full
name.
It's a long
name. Title. Oh, it's a long title.
It is a long title.
It is quite a long title.
But I write down our times. We've got live reads on this one. We actually talk about movies and things.
No wonder I didn't find
it. So yours is called A.
It's for Awesome.
A's for Awesome.
B is for Awesome. It's like sort of podcast. Sesame Street vibe.
I'm also going to have one. B is for Bananas.
B is for Better Podcast.
Yeah. B is for the best podcast.
I thought Benoit was banana in French.
It means black and beautiful. Noir means black and bowl means beautiful. So
that's what I thought when I saw you, Richard. I'm like, this man is black and beautiful.
You haven't
beautiful,
seen my grandfather, dog.
Back in the Vic is known as Ridge. Bonoir.
You know what's nice is I never know.
Tonight's cool.
You never know which control it is.
We don't do the weather on this podcast, yeah?
We can now.
Oh, it must be on. Yeah. Oh, shit balls.
We should start doing the weather, bro. Like, it's a beautiful day in Johannesburg.
It is currently 14 degrees. It's partly cloudy, and the clouds will clear up later today.
But corporate
the things
is
we can't do that because no one cares.
Two, and it will be a nice day from there. I'm Eric Gelson, reporting live from not a helicopter.
You could be a helicopter.
You have to be there. I can't be the helicopter and doing
no,
the
report. Dave, sorry, man. I don't know what's happened.
Dave can report as the helicopter dad.
I don't know when I became a dad of stuff. Man.
Oh, someone, uncle
you
me.
Call me Uncle Dave.
I like uncle.
I was on a podcast with your friend, Andy Mack.
Yes.
Oh, right. I didn't know it was a podcast because it's in a restaurant.
Yeah,
this is in a studio. It seems legit. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone's listening. Have you told your people that you're on this?
No. Can I tell them?
Please do. Please do. Yes, he's got some followers.
I wanted to do a live video. I've never done.
Tweet. Put it on. Put it on WhatsApp status. Tell people to message in. The number is 0794820
You're just not saying lot of numbers.
No, that's the number. That's the WhatsApp line. That's the line.
Lot of numbers.
It's the WhatsApp line. 0797 48 2090. No, do your tweeting thing. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, so cool. So yeah, scenes from Cape Town, which is different.
Put my earphones on and shake your head.
That doesn't sound right.
You know those toys that kids have got that they walk through the lounge and it's got those balls in? And it goes.
You know, maracas. Yeah, just it's like wearing a pair of maracas. I can hear things.
Maracas in my
ears. It's nice.
Okay, Yasin. The reason why you're here, you said you're doing a show tonight.
Yeah, we're doing the Day Zero Water Shortage Comedy Tour in Aldo's tonight.
But that means that you,
Dalen and Carl and KG. Yeah.
Okay. Carl Weber. Carl, Carl and Dalen aren't allowed on this podcast.
Why not?
Because I invited them with open heart. And they said they have to meet for the roast battle writers meeting. So I'm like, roasting you do like this. You're like, hey, Rishlu, look like a like an old sucked lollipop that's been put in someone's shoe for tuck shop money.
That's not what your mom said.
Now, do we need a writers meeting for that?
No. Roast.
So they did a writers meeting.
Yeah.
Then died on the, then got his ass kicked by Robbie Collins.
It was the best though. That is, I think that's gonna be the highlight of his career.
He looked like a Lay's chip with eyebrows.
Fuck that light.
That was funny.
And then someone created a meme.
Do we can we swear on this thing?
Yeah. You know what? It depends if your listeners dig it. Then that's cool. Okay. I don't like swearing on the thing because it fucks up the show.
Classic.
We do beep it out.
Classic.
You know what I like? Your gig you did recently, which was at the Belbon Estate. It was you, Mojack, Momotebe.
Yes, you didn't come through.
Glenn Beatham and Pam. I was shooting an ad, for, I won't say for who.
Oh, okay.
I was
but you can drink it.
Cash money, 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 money. So then, someone said, I said, but that's quite a family thing. Do you remember?
It was a family thing.
Yeah, like what was the story there?
300 children. Because when you came in, though, it was cool, because now on the trees they had, well,
so Valbon's here in Modifantine, my hood.
Like a little dam there.
Skumba, no, Skumba. Who was it that said, jeepers, it's far?
All of us.
Drive for ages. Momotebe goes, man, I had to get, petrol tank, he was upset.
And my car, my GPS took me off Marlboro and through, I literally drove through like a dust. Not even, I won't say a road, I just drove through.
Yeah, it would have been
sand.
through Lindbergh Park.
In an M3, bro. Yeah, I could see the people in the bottom, but I didn't know how to get them. I think, and my comment is like, you 400 meters turn left. I'm like, there's no road yet.
I'm going to trust it.
It's because it's a new area, there is a better way to get there.
And it's on a normal road.
I hate that when I'm on my way to a meeting and you can see the logo of the company. So now it's one of those meetings where you have to be there on time.
Yeah. But most meetings, definition of a meeting,
Not with comedians, though.
But they want to discuss the show. The first thing they say, what jokes are you going to do? What kind of. What? Jokes are you gonna
do? Brand of humor?
I'm gonna do knock knock jokes.
Yeah.
And then Eric's gonna walk in a tracksuit.
All day.
Yeah.
Stella.
What up, Stella?
Okay, Yasin, you can go. We got a real guest.
Wow.
So the guys, what was it called? What was it called?
It's called the street food festival. So it's basically comedy, music, food, craft, whatever.
And who booked you guys for that?
Booked by Goliath. But last year there was more beers. Like this year, it was just a normal bar.
I'm glad I wasn't there then.
No, you should have been there with your peers, bro. And so on the trees, they had these signs that say, this is a comedy friendly zone. There will be vulgar language.
Oh, really?
Everywhere, like at the bar, on the trees.
So they just, they knew.
They set it up. Because it was like children for days. It was like, I would say.
Because I asked Mo, I said, who hosted it? You hosted it.
I was hosting.
So he said, Rishlu said, tits, shit, cunt, motherfucker, balls. In his intro. So we all knew we were okay. And the kids are just this uncles. Just my actual uncle.
I was just making up swear words. I'm like, fuck fuckity fuck fucks. They're like puss pussity putty puss. I was just thinking of shit and just saying it so that they can get used to that idea.
You were improvising.
Yeah, but there's a guy that kept running up to the stage with a 2-liter full of tequila.
Nice.
But I didn't know it was tequila. So it felt like
a 2-liter
like
Coke bottle. Or a petrol tank bottle.
It was not even a Coke, it was like a tropical bottle. Then he's like, what's up with this? And I'm like, mouthful. And I'm like, oh no, that was strong.
Have a sip of this.
But he kept
that
coming
never
up.
Never ends off well.
After every link, he kept coming up. Like, it's the next
one. So did you get smashed?
I slept at 8:30. I slept.
Are you still drunk? It sounds like
I couldn't remember what happened after that because I was like, what happened after that? And I drove back through the bush.
Your M3.
Yeah, it's still hella dirty. I didn't clean it because I was like...
Hungover.
Fooled it. Fooled us.
And your tour, the water shortage tour, is it still relevant? I'm asking as an older white comedian. Yeah. Is your show still relevant?
you had the Casper in your vest of rain. Filled up the dams.
Yeah. You can't say fill up the dams. He's registered that.
shit. Yeah, school was also starting registering things. Did you see that? He was just like, I'm going to register in the same WhatsApp group. He's just going to start registering phrases now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this show. I think he's lying, actually. Skumba can do that. He has the power.
But it also takes a long time
to register.
Yeah.
You got to go to Adams and Adams.
I know a guy that he registered the word Braino. So actual facts.
He's a colonizer.
DJ Khaled. It's a no-braino.
He's a cake. So yeah, he registered the word Braino. So it's a no-braino.
Is that what that song's about? How come DJ Khaled doesn't like Brainos?
No,
I'm doing.
It's a no-braino.
I'm doing Yasin's material.
I know. It sounds like you're trying to like let me impress Yasin with Yasin.
Hey Yasin, have you seen this version of Yasin?
DJ Khaled from El Dorado.
So wait, he legit.
Yeah,
he registered Braino.
The word Braino. Yeah. So like, he actually could go after you for using the word Braino.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Who's the guy who registered it?
I don't want to say his name because it's such a cake. But he says.
No, that's why you must say his
he
name.
He told me so proudly the one day. Then he's like, yeah, did you know? Like, you're having a conversation. Then he's like, I actually own the word Braino. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? He's like, no, I went through the processes and I filled out applications and I actually own the word now.
But that means it's in the Gazette, so you can't actually check that he's done.
Yeah, I was like, you're such a cunt, bro.
That's a major cunt move. I'm in shock. Like,
you are in shock, eh?
Maybe you must register like whites. Then you can own all the whites.
No, we are all registered.
The problem with that, yeah. That's what you think. But that's the thing is you can't register certain things. Like, you know, like, for example, iPod. Right? Yes. They try to register the iTunes.
So you can use it as a verb. And
but so if you want to do like iMop or iPaint or whatever,
yeah,
you can, because they lost a court case recently in this year, in a couple months back.
So can we make
they
an
can't register the I? You can't register I. It belongs to the world.
It's a letter of the word.
Then the court case would be for Braino as well. It's slang. You can't register slang either.
But it's slang. It's colloquial.
Unless you do a Braino product where you have a juice or something.
Yes, exactly, but it still will be.
It comes in a 2-liter and it's just tequila. Braino. I drink Braino. And I can't remember how to get home.
Yeah.
That's my voice.
Braino.
That's Adam.
Crossing back to the studio. How are you gentlemen doing?
I knew someone who got that whole saying mixed up. There's a saying, I don't know that guy from a bar of soap.
Oh, yes.
And then the other saying is, I don't know him from Adam.
Right.
And so from the first human, I honestly don't know this person. And she came into the office and said, we were talking, she said, I don't know that guy from a bar of Adam. And I had an Afrikaans guy next door. He used to make yourself at home, because we'd come to his house and he'd say, come inside, man, make yourself by the house.
Hey, see how for the house things, man. You know,
you should register that.
The theme of the show today is to register things.
Yes.
What would you register, Yasin, if you, because you are a punny guy. In your comedy,
I'd register the children, like all my loose children that I have.
Because if you've seen that, getting documentation, 20 something percent of the kids, no more than that, 60% of the kids registered in a few years ago were not registered with both parents, only the mother. Because obviously, the mother's there,
and the father's
when
working.
The baby comes out.
Yeah,
the father's working. No, the father was nowhere to be seen.
Fathers at that shop where they sell so.
But
the shop is closed.
In a weird twist, I registered my son, and my wife wasn't there because the lady that registers wasn't there when we wanted to register, and he left, and then I came.
But that's because you're a responsible dad.
Yeah, and I wanted to give him my name. I just gave him my name.
I have had people say, why has he got your name and not the other? Because
nobody else is there.
No, the child's name is Rishlu. That's the child's name. Only like Sher.
He doesn't have a surname.
Like
Sher and Sting. The child's name is only.
But they won't let you do, like, you know, the number plates where you put your funny names. Yeah. So they've got a register as well of rude names. And it pops up if you write there Masapus, like M-A-S-P-S.
Yeah.
They'll spot it that it's a bit too close. I've tried.
What if you
but you know it's the way to go up front, it's you
use
you,
numbers.
You do Afrikaans. No, do Afrikaans.
Okay.
Because all Afrikaans, yeah, it's like near fork or whatever. Okay. Then I'm like, oh shit, N-V-0-K. They're like, what is it? Then I stink for long. Then I'm like, near fork.
But why would you have that as a number plate?
Because you're a fucking cake. Because that's what people do. They're like, They have these, like, why do you have an abrasive number plate? But also, why do you have,
yeah, rather have
why
love.
Do you have BMW 325i?
Yes, it's on the already.
BMW 325i. I'm like, we can see the car.
Because I wanted, it's gone through now. I wanted NSFW on my Foxy.
Right.
So that, you know what that means.
Not safe for work.
Yeah, so that's what, because it isn't. It's not safe for road. That Foxy is only good downhill in a mine shaft.
Downhill in a mine shaft. Yes.
Not safe for work.
Yesterday I saw a Porsche with the number plate Behi. No, then I was like,
why are you homeless and in a vehicle?
Oh, that's just dream.
He couldn't afford the house.
No, he can afford the number plate. Yeah. And he knew one day he'd get the Porsche.
Yeah.
Or he found the number plate.
No, but some have long, like God's plan. Or like bliss.
God's plan and you're an old Datsun.
Yeah. I saw struggling on a Porsche 911. Struggling GP. I'm like, bruh.
It's fine if you have a customized number plate on an expensive car, but now, but if you just have a customized number
plate
Durban on
it seems
Uno or Des, you're wasting money, bruh. Yeah. Put that money away, buy a bigger car.
I like when people have number plates, but it's their name. Because then I can like personalize my casting.
Yeah.
So when I see them,
hey, Yvonne.
Yeah. Yvonne, you drive car.
Cheryl.
Or you must be like the Antwoord and don't cuss people in the car. Wait till you get home and make a video. This is goes out to Yvonne. I saw in the traffic on the M2.
Yvonne GP.
We'll say, oh, massa poof. Exactly. And then you put it up there and then she knows it's her.
But also the thing of
Yvonne knows she was on the M2.
Yvonne is not from South Africa and doesn't understand the language. What you're just speaking another language to Eminem. He doesn't care.
But also, did you see it? So we didn't put people in the picture. Ryan, do you know what happened?
About?
Eminem.
No.
He brought out a new album and on there he says, I said, I couldn't pronounce DeAntwoord at the awards ceremony and you guys ripped me off. DeAntwoord ripped him off. So he said, even me talking about you on my album is giving you props. I'm going to stop talking about you because I'm bigger than you. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that's true.
Then DeAntwoord made a
that's
little
why I
video.
I don't talk about Eric in my comedy.
You said it by talking about Trevor in the comedy. Right. As soon as you say it, the audience go, oh, is he here?
Oh, yeah. You take your bar right down. Like,
push it. Yeah, you're doing this like
it's a graphic equalizer of comedy. You pull yourself down and push him up.
Crossfade.
More Trevor, more cowbell.
Funny.
How do we get Stella into a microphone? Because I'm feeling it was Women's Month last month and we made it by 6 days.
We made it.
Yeah, Stella, come.
No, but Ryan, you can stay there. Get a chair. Get a pot plant.
I'll get a pot plant.
You're not leaving, Ryan, because I want your input.
Swing around. Okay, while you're doing this,
while you're doing that,
your answer is yes or no to this question.
Oh, boy.
Will you marry this person?
Is it a guy?
It's a girl. Yes or no? Just yes or no?
I'm not marrying anyone.
No, but just yes or no, would
never.
You? No.
Again.
Hey, okay, cool.
You're asking the wrong guy about
swag.
Marriage.
Why did you get a proposal?
Ah, swag. Yeah, no, not a proposal. It was just one of those, you know, the hypothetical situations.
That's a real person.
Answer. Yeah, I knew the answer. And I was like, you're not going to like it. They're like, no, I want them to say it. So now that it's on air, thank you.
What is it?
You've made my life incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate you, David Levinson.
Eric, I want you to say that more often.
I have a hole in my jeans.
I appreciate
Stella. I have two holes in my chin.
Hi, Stella.
Important
sit closer to the microphones, man.
It's fashionable.
Cool. Hi.
Now, Stella, welcome.
Hello, Stella.
Stella, name, full name?
Stella Dlangalala.
Oh, Dlangalala.
I don't think she said Dlangalala.
She said Dlangalala.
D-L.
Yeah. I was talking about someone else.
The other Stella we had on the podcast 2 weeks ago, yes.
No, I also thought you were coming 2 weeks ago, and then I got excited.
What does Dlangalala mean?
Oh,
it sounds
wow.
Langa,
like
you're playing, yeah.
On the spot. It's a really powerful surname.
That's
all you need to know.
In terms of, wow.
Oh,
you mean,
sort shit out. That's what it means.
Okay. Is that what it means?
We sort shit out.
Oh, like I explained.
Like, it sounds
Stella,
like a mafia. Like,
yes, right?
Yeah.
It's like, Stella, we get shit done.
Yeah.
So
I
hang
like
on.
That.
So
now register that.
You mean it's a powerful surname in you've got the land. Just now you just sang a struggle song.
Yeah,
in your
she was like, she looked you in the eyes and was like,
I saw you at the Box Theatre.
Yes,
I loved your set. I thought it was like for a young comic. Are you a young comic?
Yeah,
that was your
like
second,
think,
third
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
For how many times?
Yeah, very early, second, third. Yeah,
no, you know what I dug about it? Like,
comic.
You see so many young comics come there and they're trying to improvise.
Is
and
young,
their first
a young comic doesn't mean
a new comic
about your age. Okay.
Yeah, not maybe about your age,
but
yeah.
Young gives it a misconception.
Maybe it says,
you can be 53 and a young comic.
Starting it out. Yeah, like,
okay.
What's his name, that old German?
Yeah,
what's his name? He was always at the
Hitler.
Underground.
Oh, what?
No, he started young, German guy, man.
The one with the hat.
No, he used to do comedy at the Underground in Melville. He always did like very talking hectic puns. He's the one who sent a picture of himself with Head and Shoulders in the shower for the Comics Choice Awards because they wanted a Head and Shoulders shot. So in the Comics Lazy. Choice Awards play thing there, it's got him standing there, Roland Reibel.
Yes, yeah,
he's not very old. So I want to say how old you are.
5 months.
Comedy.
Yes, okay, cool. Comedy. You're a baby no, I don't comic. Really love, yeah, baby.
But yeah, what I liked about yours is I wouldn't say you knew your stuff, man.
Say 5 months old.
Also, if you're 5 months, you basically you look like Eric's age.
Yeah, I'm permanently okay. 5 months
Eric looks like every baby that's ever been born looks like Eric.
Eric.
But like a putty mold of it. You know, you just take a baby and push it into a
you dodge the bullet. It's fine.
Every baby.
Thanks, guys.
5 months year old.
A beautiful fetus. Thank you.
So then at the box, have you done any more comedy since then?
No, not after that. But I'm usually mostly at Puppies and Kitcheners because when you're new, that's where you'll be allowed until people trust you.
To be allowed.
But that's literally the only two rooms at all.
That will.
You could do Shakers as well. Shakers is also.
I've done Shakers. Fire. That is rowdy.
Yeah,
but hang on. So you're
mentally prepared and spiritually.
So your set, which I would say it's not rehearsed, but it's well written, and you do it, and it's a powerful set. When you do it at Shakers, do you doubt your set, or do you just carry on?
I have to switch it up, make it more vernacky.
Okay,
vernacky. Shakers like vernac. Don't come with English.
You should need for that.
Yeah, vernacky. Yes.
Now I want to do Shakers because I do it vernac in English.
People don't realize vernac.
It will
vernac is any language that you speak.
Vernacky.
I'm doing a vernac show tonight. Good evening.
Shakers will like strengthen you.
No, it will.
Like
Shakers is like ozone if ozone was outdoors.
Yes,
that's
exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Also, because you perform
it's
in the
round,
middle.
Yeah. You don't know who to look at.
So it's fully Shakespearean Globe Theatre vibes.
I don't know who looking at my ass at what time, so I have
everyone
to
all the time.
Keep moving. Stick and jab. Move. Bob and weave. Know what I mean?
Jam.
Don't stay in too long. Get in. Go out. That's what you need to do. Yeah.
So
that's the game plan.
Now go on stage. And you did it, eh?
I did.
So I find that younger comics have more. Like resilience and thicker skin than the older
I
comics
think
would
it's
be like,
just naivety. It's naivety. That's the thing. That they just want stage time and they're like, yo, I'm just going to jump on, guys.
If someone said, you're doing Shakers, I'd arrive there and I'm like, okay, can I not do this? Even Ozone, I had a chance to leave, but the break was about 1:30 in the morning and there were still 3 more acts at Ozone. And I thought, if I leave now, no one's going to know.
Just slide out.
Yeah. But then, there was a bit of money involved, I think.
You need to put petrol in your bug to get back home.
It's downhill from Soweto.
But they give you, like Soweto, they used to give you buckets and buckets of beer. When I used to
play up there in that little room on the side there.
Backstage is literally
behind
the stage.
Yeah, you kind of look like
in a
zoo.
Glass tank.
Like an aquarium, basically.
Yeah, you've been there, right?
Yeah. The Ozone I've done.
Yeah, I did Ozone.
You're sitting behind him and like. Trying to look interested, laughing.
I was his driver. Reason. Yeah, I was his driver.
I was there.
That night we went to Ozone.
I was there with my kid. We slept at the back.
What? Every Father's Day.
You need to become. Yeah.
What a great dad, man.
We're at about 12:30. I was like, "Sorry, bud, we're gonna sleep here."
Disneyland.
So we slept on the couch.
Disneyland.
And he was like, eventually he had like 3 of the buckets. Let's do this.
No, man, it needs to be done at Off-Bust. So it's not Off-Bust.
I was in the mood. But still, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to normally have this time now at 9:26. I have an argument with Eric.
Yeah. So what are we arguing about today?
Argue.
I want you to be involved.
We'll just comment. Okay.
Sweet. Okay. I said there was a comedian at the box on Saturday night, and I described you fully.
Saturday.
On the Sunday.
See,
Friday,
we already are. Don't even remember the day, David.
Dave was the one at Shakers looking at your ass. That's how you could describe you perfectly.
And he was in the box on Saturday.
Okay, wait, that's what I call my 5 minutes.
Let's go back. I've got the proof here.
Who is this person? So he goes, oh, that's so he describes about 6 other people.
No, I didn't.
What did you? What was the description?
A beautiful black woman, powerful,
queen,
great ass.
Hold on.
So then I just said, and then Eric says, oh no, that's Stella.
Wait, which Sunday were you on?
There was not this one,
the previous one.
There was a girl from Namibia.
26.
Okay,
whatever.
Cool, got it.
There was a girl from Namibia on as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What's her name?
Waylene.
Okay,
yeah. And Robin also.
I said to her that she's like a shorter version of Eric with blonde hair.
Wow.
Wayne.
That's painful. Wayne's going to be on the show if she's back here. But then I described you eventually.
Yeah.
But then he said, oh, yeah, no, Stella, she's cool. We chat all the time. So I said, why don't you invite her to the podcast, Eric? You know what I mean? You're there.
And he did.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not arguing.
Immediately.
So everything actually went according to plan. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
And then
I found it.
You're a dancer.
Yeah.
Where? I'm a dancer as well, but I'm not allowed to do it in public.
Yeah, and then
I do it in public, all of the publics.
Oh no, you said you were Stella from Namibia. Sorry,
Stella from Namibia.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Namibia?
You actually went after we all were done. You were the last one to go on, and he went on and said, "Sorry, audience, for all that shit that you just watched." Like he called us shit, all of us. We're
no, there was shit from the audience, not the comedians. The audience were rowdy.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people walked into the box halfway through the show, which kind of shouldn't be allowed. They should come at halftime.
Yeah.
But I'm talking six people, but with their drinks from another place.
And already lit.
Already, you know, those drinks aren't from the box. Yeah. Those glasses are branded like the Bannister Hotel or whatever. They're pulling in there and chatting away. And I think Tats handled it very well.
He did.
He was hosting.
Yeah, he
was
said,
the perfect
hey,
host.
Please, you can talk while I'm on here because I'm the host. I've done this before. But that's young comics come here, give them some respect, and they didn't. Yeah. They were carried on. But they weren't even talking about the comedy.
Generally, they should throw people out at the box.
You know who threw them out? Emilio Tobias.
Oh,
Emilio.
Oh,
so impressed. Oh, oh. He's quite a big oak. So
the youngest.
Not that he's big.
Like, he was the one guy. He moved two seats forward. Yeah. He was sitting there like this, and he put his feet up on the chair in front.
Yes, relaxing.
Emilio said, "Please put your feet off the chair."
He looks like a father. That's why I said, "Sorry, uncle."
The youngest old man alive.
And then a young guy also stood up from two rows back and went to sit with these drunk chicks that were in the front, thinking that he's got his in now. He doesn't have to spike their drinks. They're already living. And Emilio said, "Do you know these people?" And the chick said, "No, I don't know him." And he said, "Sorry, sir, go back to your seat." I'm like,
yeah. He was hectic.
Like a massive cock-blocking machine.
just be...
You will not enter.
They wax on, wax off with the cocks, just blocking them all the time.
That's actually dope, though. Like, where did he come from? No fucking...
It's cock-block man.
Maybe they'd be, maybe
DJ Khaled!
Maybe it's like a
no
Uber...
No brainos.
They were like a little Uber app, you know what I mean? Like a cock-blocker Uber app. Where are you? I'm sitting in the box and I need a cock-block.
You know what's horrible? When you see your cock-block is 5 minutes away, you think it's fine. And then he turns around and goes that way.
He's in the fifth row. I'm in the front.
That cock was too big for me to block.
No, but then Emilio, he lifted him up. I'll try and do it on Eric's arm.
With his chair.
With this arm and this arm.
Oh, yeah.
He knew that there's a fulcrum here. So if it happens, it goes back.
So one arm under
the step with that arm.
And also one hand under the arm.
Still gets slapped.
That's the classic. I'm taking you out peacefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
When someone holds your arm in two places, that means I'm taking you out peacefully.
My man.
Like when his hand goes behind your head, you're starting to get serious now. You're like, okay.
It's like, my man. If
the arm goes under the armpit around and then grabs the neck, then it's a fight.
It's not a fight.
No, it's world star.
It's not fight. You are getting thrown out. You were just like, yeah, I'm disabled now. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, now you're legit.
Also, Emilio is quite disarming because he's not a small guy. He's a round person.
Round, yes.
He's got glasses on.
He's more square than he is round.
But you're gonna get a puss club anyway. And because he's taken them.
Have you ever gotten escorted out of a place before?
No. I'm glad to say no.
Was it a nightclub or like a bar?
It was like a nightclub bar, like bar on top and nightclub downstairs.
But just you or was like your whole crew.
Just me. The no crew ways. Was one side. Then I.
Was he always
just seen you most. You're the most chilled out.
Yeah, it was in the young days. Anyway, but it's that thing of talking to the bouncer, and I thought, yo, we're still having the discussion. We're gonna walk out of here.
Yeah.
Then as we're walking, as I turn around, I just go, goop, goop. He has my arm in the lock. My head is down. My arm is higher than my head. And I'm just, okay.
All you can think of is, how rough was this guy's hands?
Yeah.
How rough are his hands?
Like, I understand
made a mistake
why he's
of
a
thinking that the bouncer can have a conversation.
And I was just
they're
like,
not interviewed for
the
conversation.
This is
skills.
The day they punched my speaks broken. Like they just, I was like, this is when I'm going to get fucked. Like
I did see a fight once where the guy said, take off your glasses, please. And then the guy was like, he kind of in his mind went, why am I taking my glasses off? And then the bouncer said, I'm going to fuck you up now, but I don't want to be paying for your glasses as well.
Yeah.
So he folded his glasses up and he kind of respectfully went, okay. Thank goodness I wasn't wearing my glasses.
I can respect that, actually.
If I was that guy, I would have just walked away in that moment. I must take my glasses off so I can get my ass beat.
I normally leave my glasses in the car. Do you mind waiting?
Fetch me up to see your fist coming.
You know, they should take off your clothes and put on a fucking bandana around your eyes. Like, right,
where am I?
I'm going to count to three and you can start hitting me. One. But wait till I get to three. Don't be a bitch and cheat. that.
Sure. That's hectic.
No, getting kicked out of a place, so it's obviously a coloured thing.
Yeah. Have you also been kicked out?
I've been kicked out of a place.
Okay, here's the deal. At 9:33 now, we do like quite a serious read. So we've never done this properly yet.
Last week we did it properly?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Cool. What does it mean to be a man in today's world? There's a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts, Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insight into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the 3 core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the 4 big lies about masculinity that wounds the masculine heart, and 1 thing every man wants from woman more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not to sale for persons under the age of 18. Available now on the cliffcentral.com website.
Yo, we got through it.
Yo,
you did it. Nailed it.
Jesus. There was a big word that you tripped over.
Yeah.
It was a long excerpt.
No, you did well, very well, Eric. Very well.
I appreciate
it. Felt
you.
Like thank long. You. It felt longer than normal.
It was about 12 seconds.
Reading at remedial pace.
Thank you. It was like Wilkinson. Wilkinson. It was Wilkinson.
It was
I couldn't say the surname Wilkinson.
Wilkinson.
Yeah. It caught my tongue. After Craig, that G was like, ha! What are you going to do next?
You were like reading a school oral then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I do. That's how I read it.
You know what's nice is that when you did the school oral, your surname starts with a D.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do it by surnames, you kind of went first.
Yeah.
I was in the middle there with the L.
Nice.
So on Friday we're doing speeches. I'll be sitting in my chair there and I know A, B, C, they get
they're never
L.
getting to you.
Never get to L. Monday, she'd start at
the bottom.
She'd look at the thing and she'd go, okay, because we started at A, we can start now at who's up next? He's go, I didn't have any black people in my class. Zinsle. Zinzi was a white guy. But they never get to L, ever. So I never ever did my speeches.
Oh,
and I was good at speeches.
So you were perfectly in the center. I was right at B all the time. Yeah.
Same. Oh, early in the game. I was probably like third or fourth
all
throughout
the time.
My entire school.
Did you take a long time to walk up for your speech?
Oh, fuck
you knock the table, adjust your tie.
No, I was into it, eh?
We got heckled to meet the speech. It was terrible.
Into it, yeah.
Were you into the speech? Good morning.
Into it.
Good morning to the class
May
and the children.
May Twitter dear, so now we're spotty.
It was the best time to be seated in front. Because if your friend goes up and does a speech, you just have to look at him and smile.
And laugh.
Then he starts laughing.
I must look at that. Look at him.
It was a standard. It was a standard.
Ma'am.
Why is Jared smiling?
You have a missile,
ma'am. Ma'am. Send Jared out for my speech, ma'am.
No, I brought charts and things,
ma'am. Start over, ma'am.
I had diagrams and stuff.
I never prepared for that shit.
My mom was very strict. You had to do your speech in the kitchen the night before.
Oh, no.
And she sat there. My sister, my mom sat in the kitchen.
I didn't even know I was
did your mom
your mom's leadership.
My mom was sitting there and it was quite a fun night because you did the speech and then you by the time you got to school you had improvised much better than you could have.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't you say this here and why don't you say that? And then you get there and it's nothing to do with my to be.
But I would do
my trip to New York.
I would do a full speech based on I used to improvise all the way. So I'd come there, stand silently, not say a word. And then teacher will say, like, are you... I'm like, I was about to start. It starts with silence.
So you were an asshole from a young age already.
Like, I had to start again.
Funny.
I'll start again. Silence. Then I start making up my own shit about silence.
My matric oral that you had to give.
It was in the bicycle shit.
It was to the English, Afrikaans teacher.
You know, someone
said, freestyle the whole thing.
Would you still be, if you saw your crush from high school, would you still be interested?
No.
I'm like, he was a nice guy. You know? Like, why would I not be interested?
I went to an old
what's
school.
The rugby?
I mean,
but
it was
I
nice.
I said, if you're talking about my primary school crush, if you saw your primary school crush now, so I'm 48, so I'm going to see Lisa Walker.
Yeah, Lisa Walker.
She ain't going to be looking good.
She can't be.
Mm-mm.
But sometimes
Lisa Walker's daughter.
We just spoke about the damn thing.
Wow.
In a library.
I mean,
calling black
But it's like, But you know, like the girl who used to pee herself in school and that type of thing, right?
That she's cool now.
But you can never forget. Like me, I can never forget.
You
that.
Never. You, you know, so when you see her you, and you greet her, you'd smell that pee. Even if she doesn't look like you, you just go.
20 years later in a nightclub, you see her, you're like, I remember you. You peed that one time.
And she's like, that one time.
Yeah, yeah. Because it comes off the chair, maybe. Because sometimes it's like.
It drips down the chair. That's just plastic chairs.
What's Jeez. Wrong, Clarice? Wow.
My name's Yvonne. Did you ever pee yourself at school, Stella?
No.
Because it'd be shame on the.
But do you remember the guy that did pee himself at school?
The one guy,
I did have a pee at school
cucked,
once.
Yeah, one guy cucked himself, like himself, not like in the toilet, himself. Oh,
during the speeches.
During his.
May Triddle D.
No.
Well, I'll never forget him. I wasn't friends with him. Like, after that, I was like, nah, this guy.
But you were friends before then. You were buddies. And then because you can't relate to
him. We were acquaintances.
Aren't you friends with him? No.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Jesus.
It's proper Jesus.
You're like Judas. You'll betray me. I've never seen this guy before. Never heard of him.
And you hear the cock crowing three times. Sorry, Stella, are you very religious?
Somewhat. Not very.
No, it's good. I pray. You're spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ancestors or real yeah. the real guy?
Both. The ancestors are real.
Whoa.
Oh, Dave.
That's why we brought you here. It's an intervention.
The real guy.
They're not.
You also need a disclaimer. You need a disclaimer for everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
The views of Dave Levinson.
I can argue which one's real.
No, so Dave Levinson's views are Dave Levinson's
Please,
views.
Please, yeah. Yes.
The rest of the people in the
they
room
don't.
Have their own.
Club Central, Calling Black Label, SABC, ABSA, none of these people.
ABSA.
All of us, we are
so
all
So, Yasin, what is the show, the non-water show?
Are we back there now?
Yeah. Who else is on?
Digressed.
Me, Dalen, Oliver, Carl Weber, and KG Mukhadi.
So you all flew down to the land?
Yeah.
To do a show tonight in El Dorado Park.
The thing is, the show isn't even about the water. Like, we speak about it for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yo, just let go. Let's.
Because some people recently in your KZN got some disease from the water that wasn't treated. They said, wash your hands, man.
But that's.
But you wash your hands with the water that's not treated.
Yeah. But I wasn't.
Use soap, at least.
Who, what
confused the germ.
Well, I don't know if it was KZN, but there was a water.
I know they get
there was a cholera.
Mosquitoes. Yeah, we get a lot of mosquitoes going.
Blue color and white color.
Oh boy. Color is like, that happened in like 1982, bro.
No,
the last time somebody
this was
got
at,
cholera?
This was at 7:45.
But you're right, there has been cholera.
And then an airplane from your land, from your people. Your people landed at JFK and they wouldn't let anyone get off because they were coughing and.
I saw that shit, yeah.
An A380, that's 8,000 people on that plane. Landed at LAX, no, JFK, and wouldn't let
just for a cough.
Well, a lot of everyone was coughing, and it was from
okay,
a flight
think
from
there
Dubai.
8,000 people.
Have you seen an A380?
8,000
people. There's 7 million people on that plane. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever caught it? When you catch a plane
about
to Dubai,
2 million,
to do
half
stuff.
Of India. Yes.
There's an upstairs, and then there's another the upstairs. Yeah. So you get off the plane, and then there's people getting off the plane above
they get
you.
A plane on the top.
They bring two ladders.
Are you serious?
It's like a Noah's Ark.
I went in one like that, but 8,000 people.
I sat at the back of the plane.
Landing in FNB Stadium.
The boarding for A380 is an hour before, not check in.
Yeah.
You got to stand there, and then you start boarding, so they fill the plane. Because if they fill the plane unlacquer, it starts going like this.
Oh, yeah.
So you all got to get in at the same time, and then you go.
Yeah, that's
it's amazing.
I went
aviation stories.
It's a double decker.
It's about 23,500
triple
people.
Decker.
So they all. So I'm just saying. So you don't know about that story. All right. So you know about a place
fill up
in
the plane.
Stella, do you eat food?
All of the food.
Okay. How many slices of bread have you eaten this year? Do you think? Approximately.
Why did you say bread? No, that's not cool.
I love that question. That's my favorite
question. Yeah, it's a good question to
but
ask.
But if you were to be interviewed on a real radio station, do you prefer story
this
questions
like
saying where you're from?
The real radio station.
Why did you start doing comedy? Do you want to do comedy? You're an actress as well. You've been on things.
Oh, nice.
We acted together on last Saturday.
We did. Yeah, I'm an actress.
Wow.
I don't like people do that. Like, you're an actress. What are you on? Like, just let me be an actress. Why,
no,
why
I don't
do I
have
to
be on
something?
I'm on cocaine.
Gosh, rather,
I'm on
actually.
Love me some whiskey sometimes.
You are an actress.
And glue, glue.
And I'm on welfare. That's the.
And I'm on welfare.
I have a grant.
Too much pressure.
So there's a shop in, I don't know if it's in Thailand or something, they try to make their fish in the windows look happier. Because obviously the fish are dead. Okay. So they put those googly eyes from Cardi's. You know when you buy those googly eyes for, you put them on.
So when you're doing
they put them on the fish. And they had it closed down for being rude to animals. The people said, no, that's not cool. You're making fun of the fish.
Yes. Of the dead fish.
Looks very cool, defamation of a dead fish.
But I want to see the fish union that came and said, this is offensive.
The for fish union.
Because someone had to check them, though.
Yeah. Because someone guy was walking by.
It was Nemo.
It's giving it character.
Yeah. You know? So but also, can you shake the fish and then the eyes shake as well?
Show all of us. We are also.
We'll put it up on the thing.
Okay.
There we go. We'll wait later.
A googly.
There we go.
But how is that offensive? I don't get.
I think it's offensive because the fish eyes are already opened anyway.
No, but I got more stories. So now.
I love it.
So more stories. More stories. There's a man with some bananas.
So someone was saying in the week that this is also one of the news stories that the CIA phoned like the South African intelligence and told them about the Guptas like 10 years ago already. Uh-huh. And they were just like, yeah, sharp. Yeah, must have been a very weird phone call. No, it's like, you know when you're at a party and somebody phones you that you don't want to hear from? It's like, yeah. No, we'll watch out for them. No, don't worry, we got it, yeah.
Or they warn you.
Cool.
Or you break up with your girlfriend.
No, don't worry, it's fine. Bring those Indian guys in. Bring them in.
Or it was one of those phone calls where the guy was getting the money. He's got the check from the Guptas. And he says, someone's going to phone you. Just accept the check. If someone phones, don't worry. The phone call comes through. He's like, yeah, I knew you were going to phone. But I'm still taking the check.
Yeah.
No, you know, but we all have the attitude of when the call center calls you, then sometimes you don't want to be rude and you just take the call. And then you go, I have a cell phone, but I don't need to buy a phone. But tell me more about the package.
You phoned me on my cell phone.
Mastercare phoned me. I don't know if that's a real company. The chick said to me, I need your ID number and your phone number. So I said to her, do you realize what's just happened here? You just phoned me. And you must know who I am because Mastercare looks after televisions and washing machines.
Yeah.
So I don't have a contract with Mastercare. So how did you find me? Because they want your ID number. Then
that is the right thing.
Stuff.
That's the right thing.
The right thing to do.
I don't care more about my washing machine.
Delete me.
No, my thing is I'll give the number and then later realize, wait, I'm actually married now.
But you also phoned me on the number.
So damn it.
It's just when you break up, if your friend breaks up with a girlfriend and he says, "Dude, she's mad. She's crazy."
You don't go.
Then you start dating her.
Yeah. And then you marry her because you love
for
crazy.
For research purposes.
Okay, so here's the other thing. The back to school dude in China who did a pole dancing expo for his kids.
Oh, I saw that.
Wow.
It was actually a woman, not a guy.
The principal.
But no, he commissioned it, but the actual pole dancer.
I mean, was a lady. I think if it was a guy, it would have been okay.
So wait, tell
I don't
me.
Understand.
So it's back to school. Yeah. The kids aren't motivated, so they did like a pole dancing. It wasn't naked.
It was
just an exercise. Yeah, it was just good core body strength.
But it's like also and no, right? But she was doing all those gyrating things. It's like
at school.
It's like a starting of the year vibe. So they'll have like a
assembly,
or they'll have like a juggler.
No,
or
everyone must like stand up in assembly.
But then the parents and the children watch the full 15 minutes. I think awkward after 7 minutes. They full watch the 15, then they complained. So a lot of the dads are like, I'm going to see what is this?
Yeah, and the kids are
once I've thrown all the money, I'm complaining now.
Once I'm out of 10 rents.
And then they're cross with the children, like, I told you that was for a Chelsea bun and a liquid fruit, and you wasted it on the fucking pole dancer.
On titties. Spend money on titties you didn't even bring home.
But it was very
my weird. School wasn't
it
like
was quite, it was quite a weird thing to see, though, because it's like literally in an assembly hall. And there's a lady. I don't know how they installed the pole because the pole was solid.
And what was she wearing? Was she wearing like
a leotard type of a thing?
So you could see shape. Like it wasn't just like
no,
clothing.
She was like
she went
quarter two teasers, my man. It wasn't, like, it wasn't like she was like fully clothed in a sari or something. She was literally like in a little skimpy thing. And
but my school was never like that. We always wanted to see the one math teacher would have been nice. As a dancer.
Maybe they should use the teachers. Yeah. Maybe that would have been like...
Actually, that's right. It's like employ local people. Like they're having that problem now in Lanseria. They're not employing the local people to do the building site that they've got there.
Oh, yeah, that's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
It's just outsource everything.
Okay. All of our work.
Well, you live in Rovaniemi here, so we use you purely because of that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On the closest to the
system.
Stella had to come from KZN. Are you living in Joburg now?
I am in Joburg.
Where about
but forever's ever.
I'm in Linden.
That's how you say Linden.
Linden. So can't go Linden. Linden.
Linden.
Yeah.
You live in like London?
It's a fancier London even.
Linden. Linden for Irish.
Okay.
I love it.
And the dancing, is it for reals? Paid
it is for real,
by
yeah.
a company?
What's your favorite step?
My favorite step? I don't have a favorite step.
At what schools?
My favorite genre,
at what schools
maybe?
Do you dance? Do
at
you
what schools?
I teach.
My kids are going back to school on October the 9th. They go back to school. Yeah. I've got a gig. I've got you a gig.
You have your own poll.
What's your budget?
Oh, so you'll do it.
I'll do it. What's your budget?
And Sam, I feel sorry for the woman who did it. Now she's going to the principal saying, sorry, man, now you got fired. I feel really bad. And what? He's like, yeah, I feel terrible, man. Don't you just do me a quick dance, cheer me up.
Just on the lap.
So they got rid of me.
Also, the thing of as a freelancer, we always go, but now what's the budget?
Exactly.
Because if they throw you something crazy, then you just
that's
go.
That's exactly that.
But what's the budget?
What's the budget?
Because you say yes to anything. Like exactly. I did a cat appreciation gig at a venue.
Cat the drug. Because you know cat is...
I was just going to say cat is a...
Cat the animal, bro.
The actual
like
animal
everybody
appreciation.
Everybody there were like cat lovers. Cat and lovers. I got like a cat foundation and everything.
And you got hay fever.
And I hate cats. Like, I get there. There's cats. In, like, not actual cats, but there's pictures of cats and cats on the door.
So no, there's like cats on stage also.
There's cats on stage and pop-up.
Yeah, scene's got a joke about cats.
And they have the cool cats.
Yeah, I was going to joke about cats. We're putting cats in the microwave. So I did it.
Wow.
Now who needs a disclaimer? Yeah. There's children listening to this thing. This podcast is one of the best podcasts for children to learn about how fucking hard life is.
Because at schools, when they can't afford pole dancers, they play the podcast with the children.
The headmaster's also getting fired.
The
so the cats, what's the joke?
It was weird. It was like, because you always accept things, bro. Like, it was like, if Joe phones you and says, yo, are you available Wednesday? You just say, yeah. Then you get there. Then it's like, last week I was there for the ping pong association.
Fire.
I'm killing it, son.
Did you have like banter with him? Just back and forth.
It's more of a rally than a game.
So what? How do you get...
What's Martin Davis to do that game?
Who's your... Yeah, he does it
with his joke.
Killing yeah, he's game.
One joke. Just one joke. And then
the whole night. It doesn't even stop. Just keeps going back.
Then there was a knock at the door. And then,
so wait, tell us about the cat gig.
And he's a Corsa guy. He's a Corsa?
Corsa.
That was weird because it was Opel. Like...
Is that Opel?
It's like, people don't have like a dog appreciation type of a thing. Like nobody goes... It wasn't like a cat
guy. I've seen guys that love bitches. And I mean, yeah. Is that not the same?
They have those parties too. Slay queens.
So you did the cats. You get to... Who's your agent? Because those are good gigs. The Ping Pong Association. Cat Lovers Association. Ryan's jealous now.
I did squash last week. I did ping pong. I did the cats.
What squash was it? The vegetable? Because you do all the gigs. I didn't know if it's a vegetable.
Squash appreciation.
That's how I'm just telling you that this is how this lady ended up stripping at a school. Well, pole dancing at a school. Because she said, yeah, yeah, of course. Wednesday, what time? Hoppers 1.
She'll just do
it. She thought Hoppers 1 is a bit early, but right.
No, that's it. It was Hoppers 8. It was at assembly.
It was in the morning, yeah.
So just before her, yeah. It was like three guys got full attendance.
She came to
one
school
guy
and
had
just
to go
took
to
off her PJs on the pole.
Two of the guys that were announced like as head prefect. One guy was announced to come to the headmaster's office after school.
Yeah.
And now,
you know,
a little surprise.
She's sitting backstage all nervous. Oh shit, I hope they like me.
Also, the thing is, how do you strip knowing that the school bell is gonna go now?
Yeah. You only go after the second bell anyway.
Ambience.
You're just waiting there.
Dude, but pole dancing is recognized as a very,
as a sport.
Very
it hectic. Might be in the Olympics.
It's hectic.
Yeah.
It's hectic.
What did you just say?
If it's in the Olympics, I'm here for it. Like,
yeah. It's hectic. It looks like a hectic core. I can't even do that shit.
I can't do the stuff
I can't
those
even
girls
do a handstand.
Just holding yourself up on that pole is hectic. Yeah.
Have you tried it as a dancer? Is it part of your disciplines?
I can't. My core is not strong enough.
Do you think firemen pole dance in your spare time? Do you think
they must?
Because they're doing nothing. They're waiting for a fire. There's a pole. Yeah.
No, listen, the firemen.
They just slide and
actually, that's
up.
Not even true. There's a lot of fires lately. Have you noticed? Buildings are burning down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because firemen are dancing on the way down. And they're not fucking doing it.
There's like eight of them are still on the pole. Just
doing that. The roof
is on fire.
Rest in peace, man. Three of those guys died yesterday.
Yeah, that's hectic. But that just shows you that we have a very dangerous job. The one guy fell off the building.
Yeah.
Wow. After it's been after.
And there was a train that two trains crashed into each other.
I was going to say, no, you put like a real dampener on
one
the.
No, we do.
On the
we do the podcast. Sorry, Yasin, you're back. Ryan, are you back?
I'm back.
Tell me about the train.
The train
crashed.
I don't know about a train crash.
All right. You need
so
to
there
be,
was a. I need to be.
Ryan,
I need
what
to
have you got? What
do
you bring? What do you bring today to the? Because every podcast
you guys
is like
all
the birth
need
of Jesus.
Work hard plan. That should.
That's good, man. Are you into Ryan?
No. Oh yes, I got a new story that Kurt just gave. Kurt, what's his name? Bert Reynolds. Bert Reynolds died.
Yeah, but that was last night.
That's old news.
That's old news. It's 82 years old.
So only news that happened this morning. No, I got nothing.
No, nothing in your life even.
Like you died. He almost died in Death Wish 3.
He had a dish.
He made it.
So, but let's talk about Bert Reynolds. When I was a lightie, the best part of those movies that he produced was driving the bloopers reel at the end.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was the first guy to claim that a movie was actually not real.
Yes,
so you'd see them, and for me, that made me, when I was 6 or 7 years old, watching Cannonball Run, Smoking the Bandit, that made me dig comedy.
Yeah,
because the movie wasn't that funny. I'm like, just show the bloopers. Show the cuck movie.
Jackie Chan. He was a great example of a blooper. A great.
Jackie Chan is still alive.
Does his own stunts.
Yeah, but I mean, his career's dead.
When you were thrown out of that mosque with the upstairs bar.
Oh, no.
After asking the imam, do we believe in the ancestors or the,
or the, other, or the real guy? Have you got a real guy, though? Your guy's real.
Yeah, our guy's a real guy.
Yeah. Nice. All right, don't mess with that.
He's from Bethlehem.
Are you doing Clarence Festival this year? It's
yes,
October,
yes,
4,
yeah,
5,
yeah.
6 October.
Hey, I'm on.
You coming?
Are you
Clarence?
Going as well?
Yeah.
Okay, would you mind? We've got a venue just outside town during the festival where we're going to be doing either a pub quiz with a comedian on the teams as well, and we're going to be doing some other sort of podcast as well at this. So it's
are
part of the Clarence.
Let's make.
You must be part of it.
Are you saying we must brush up on our common.
I think Ryan may. I'm talking to Ryan.
I'll take it.
Ryan, two trains crashed.
No, the question
Selby.
Is what's the budget?
What's the budget?
Will there be a poll there? Now, like, if you was open air pole dancer, do you, like, you have to bring your own pole? Do they all bring their own
they
pole?
They do. They bring their own pole because it's a stand that they've
so
placed.
So you always get an Uber van.
it's
waiting on the pavement.
Yeah. It's constructed. It goes in. It's like an aerial.
Oh, no. I wouldn't
have you never had a pole dancer at your braai? With you people,
no, bro,
it must be a white dude's thing.
No, man,
so it's like an it's an
no,
area.
Ours is just a sausage fest. That's the main thing
it's
of our
best thing. No one expects it. You're like, are you gonna bring the chops? Not only I've got the chops and salad, I got Yvonne.
So she carries a pole in a laptop bag and
go gadget pole.
Yeah, and it's also nice because while she was up there, I said, can you fetch Jude's frisbee?
Wow.
Get your money's worth. Make it work for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let her clean the gutter while she's up
there. Listen, I'm not saying I did or I didn't.
Yeah.
But let's
I love
just
that you use your son's actual name in there.
Sorry.
Now
that
story's
actually
real.
Happened.
The story's real.
No, that frisbee got stuck in that damn tree. It wasn't actually frisbee. It was a drone.
It wasn't no. actually
we're
a tree.
It wasn't a tree. It was about bunk beds. So Stella.
Yes.
Do you want to be interviewed for reals? Like, where are you from? What's your plan? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
At some point.
Now.
Now.
What do you think of the comedy situation in South Africa? Are you happy to be on those stages and go, well, let's do this?
I am. Especially because, I mean, before I joined, I used to obviously go watch and think, like, can I actually do this?
Who was the guy? Who was the person you used to enjoy watching when you first?
Was it Rishli?
Obvious.
Who? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, yes.
Him. That's Rishu.
You will never win a roast battle. My
one. I actually don't want to do roast battle. Yeah. Those things are hectic.
So who inspired? Who did you watch and say, no, I can do this? This is like it.
The guys at Puppies and Kitcheners. Literally, okay. That's all I
think.
I
any
went.
Comedian that watches Robin goes, I can do this.
Robin who?
Shots fired.
Wow.
Shots
fired.
Is she an international?
Robin who?
Is she overseas?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
Wait. I think
how many times must be overseas for you to be international?
An overseas person, eh? What is it?
Are you googling it? Are you googling it?
Is it an I or a Y?
Why?
Is it Huntley?
All right, wait. Stella.
But you didn't even introduce me to people. That's why
I want
don't
you to introduce
know.
You. Okay, so Stella.
Thank you.
Ngadini.
No.
Stella. Gyabonga.
Gyabonga. Ah. Mfwetu.
Tagatis.
Skitini. Amanji. Skanja.
Are those words, Dave?
Dog, time. Kajima. Pelile. All right, so you're from KZN.
Yes.
You live here now.
Yes.
Doing comedy.
Yes.
Do you want to have a real interview? Because we can do that one day when you come back.
Yes.
You'd like
I'd
a real
love to
interview.
Come back.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. All
right. South African comedian in New York.
All right.
But I want to know their names.
In
I know
New
Ryan.
York.
Okay, Ryan Holiday.
I know Eric.
Yassine Barnes from Cape
Barnes.
Town. He's doing the Water Shortage Tour at the in Elders tonight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Richelieu Benoit, winner of the of Comedy Central's Roast Battle.
Yes.
We'll be hosting it
recently.
Now. What are you doing now? What is your big thing?
My big thing? I'm just performing everywhere, bro. I'm hosting the comedy club in Cape Town. I'm hosting the comedy club in Goliath this
the
weekend.
The Blind Sheep.
Are you in Goliath this weekend?
I'm hosting the
I'm
comedy
also
club
there.
At Parker's next weekend.
Are you not going? Oh, coming. Hey, Comics Choice. Are you nominated?
Yes,
who are you nominated?
I'm nominated to never go to one ever.
Hey,
I'm self-nominated.
You might win that category also.
I've been winning it for 5 years straight.
What?
So you've won the
been doing comedy for 12 years but only started winning his own award for 5 years
every year.
So you nominate in the never to not be nominated
never
category
nominate.
And you've won every year.
Every
okay.
Absolutely. Myself and Coven always hit Nick.
You think Coven, if he wins, goes up there and they give him the mic and say, okay,
he left to do this shit where he does like this is you've seen how Jim Carrey's become. And I was with Coven in Cape Town.
Because you know that the mic goes to Jim Carrey and things start getting
you know, right? Like, oh, this is amazing. What do you think? This is all fucking air. And even the lady's like, no, so it's like it's a red carpet. You are just energy. I am just energy. We're just
ooh,
energy.
You don't want
she's
that guy.
Wasting our energy on other people's energy. Then they're like, all right. No,
so Jim Carrey's
no.
gone full Kanye.
That's it. Yeah. Full Kanye.
He been Kanye before Kanye.
Actually, no. That reminds me. I'm going to tell Corbin, bro, go full Kanye.
Yeah,
that'll be dope.
It wings. Would be dope.
My shoes
Sorry.
Are the place where I live. They get me to where I go.
Yeah.
Okay, we wrap it up. Stella, we want to thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Please come back again.
Yes.
Rishu, good night. Eric always says goodbye last. Unfortunately, we have a naked sex show now, so we really have to get the fuck out of here.
And get
hope
naked.
There's towels. Are you
naked?
Staying for naked?
Absolutely.
Are you staying for
not.
Naked?
I'd like
it's like the reed
I'm
dance.
Curious.
It's the reed dance with white people.
Okay.
You're seeing good luck for your show.
No
cheers, everyone.
I just offended everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
My name is Dave Lemons, and this has been the Just Now Podcast.
My name is Eric Janssen, and we'll see you again just now.
Bye.
Woo.
This is CliffCentral.com.